This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Ah. Good evening, and coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. That was what we refer to as a silent opening. At least from my viewpoint, anyway. Now, it should come as no surprise for you to find that the Violence Policy Center is, and I'll be nice about it, on their best day, they're just disingenuous. These are the people that lump justifiable homicides, suicides, unintentional shootings, and police shootings in with murders. And based upon just that one little factoid, you can figure out where they stand on the Second Amendment. And they have published a study which purports to show a 17% rise in gun deaths since 2008 and conflates this increase with the landmark Heller decision, which affirmed an individual's right to self-defense. Now, if you'd actually read the Heller decision, you would know why this is a falsehood, but I'll go ahead and play the stupid game. Coming from the Oklahoman, they noted that the gun death rate has increased both nationally and in Oklahoma is worth noting and deserving of study. But for the Violence Policy Center to suggest the court ruling in the Heller case somehow played a role is a real leap of logic. Heller didn't apply to the states. It only applied to the District of Columbia. So just that alone tells you it could not be responsible for anything else. We had to have the McDonald case to get it to apply beyond the District of Columbia. There are several other major issues with their so-called study. These are the same people who claim that defensive gun uses are rare. And they actually undermine their own argument in their report. So part of it is the state with the highest per capita gun death rate in 2016 was Alaska, followed by Alabama. Each of these states has extremely lax gun violence prevention laws, as well as a higher rate of gun ownership. So it's apparently news to the geniuses at VPC that the states with a higher rate of gun ownership would likely have a higher rate of gun-related death per capita. But they don't want to talk absolute numbers. And, you know, not to mention they're lumping all gun deaths, as noted, into their figures, because for them, it's not really about figuring out how to reduce a murder rate, but how to eliminate guns entirely. Alaska's state murder rate in 2015 was just 8 per 100,000 people. That's a total of 59 deaths statewide. And compare that with Chicago, which in the five-year period between 2010 and 2015 had a murder rate of 16.4 per 100,000, and New Orleans, whose murder rate over the same period was 46.9 per 100,000. Then the Oklahoman points out another problem with the VPC analysis. The National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action notes that the longer trend line reveals some truths that the VPC would like to ignore. Total firearms-related death rates were higher through nearly all of the 1990s than through they were in 2016. Well, of course they were. And, you know, their statistics, which are widely quoted by the journalists, same ones who love to quote the Southern Poverty Law Center, fit the narrative that the mainstream media wants to promote, which are guns are bad, okay? Now, on one level, the recent uptick in violent crime is worrisome. It's also a statistical anomaly exacerbated by things like the Vegas shooting and riots in places like Ferguson and Missouri. if you take those incidents out, then violent crime is still down considerably over its peak during the cocaine wars of the 1990s. And guns are not the cause of the uptick, much as the VPC would have it. Nor are the Heller and McDonald decisions. There are a number of cultural factors at play, and no amount of misleading studies can change that. And they know that. They know that at the old violence policies. And, you know, anyway. That just, I found that entertaining because they're always trying. They put these things out and act like nobody's going to look at them. And I just wonder about that. It just makes me wonder where they're coming from with that. Why does everything sound so low to me on my side? Am I coming through okay, McKenzie? He'll tell me later. Anyway. The Violence Policy Center. The violence part of it is that they want to ensure a monopoly of violence. But they want to give the guns to the people they claim are the fascists. Anyway. Let's see. I got 3.5 minutes. How long is this? Not long enough. I don't have enough time to get into that. I don't have enough time. I tell you what I want to do. I want to put the word out. Somebody out there that listens to me is a mechanic. Now, the car that stranded me on the road the other day. Well, and I, you know, the part that bothers me about this is that the car never gave me a lick of trouble, but it turns out that the transmission on the car is spun. And I'm going to have to spend a lot of money to get that fixed. And I'm going to spend that money to get it fixed. And as soon as I get it fixed, I'm going to trade it. So I'm looking for a recommendation on a decent SUV. Preferably, I don't know, anything but a Ford. At this point, I'm very sour on Ford. And one that has good ratings and everything else. I could look that up, but some of you out there probably drive one. I'd like to know from anybody that drives a Tahoe and anybody that drives something by Toyota and something by Nissan and any of those out there. Somebody email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I need some recommendations, mate. I'm looking for a vehicle. I know they're all going to break given time. But I also found out today that my... the transmission and the escape is referred to as a grenade. It either it's either in the box working fine or it explodes. And because of the nature of the way it's designed, when it goes, you can't just rebuild it. It's got to be replaced. And, well, I'm not too happy about that. I'm not happy that I have to replace the transmission in a car, and I'm not happy that I have to trade cars, because I truly hate to deal with car lots. And I only feel that way because, well, I used to sell cars, and I know all about those boys. So, having said all of that, I guess I'll leave it at that one. but yes, I want someone to make a recommendation to me, and whoever, anybody that works on transmissions, if you are listening and you will email me, I want to run this price past you that they're quoting me to. I mean, I know transmissions are pricey and I know this is 2018 and everything, but goodness gracious. To replace this transmission is the same thing that I would plan on putting down on a house. And I don't. I have a figure in my head of what the car is worth, and what they want is pretty close to it. So, somebody, you know, I'm just looking for somebody to give me, you know, a little counseling, if you would. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. I would appreciate it so much. We are going to be right back. This is the guy that needs the transmission. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I am just having one of those days. Trying to do work over here to get ahead of things. It just loses it. So back, let's go back to the workflow, shall we? Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. California. There is no amount of gun control or gun restrictions out there anywhere ever that is too much for California. And right now, And I've already told you about this. This is one of a couple of states considering bills that will allow people to voluntarily put themselves on a list that makes them ineligible to buy a gun. That's, you know, on the surface, that sounds fine. I mean, it's voluntary after all. No one forces someone to put themselves on the list in the first place. And it sounds like something a non-gun owner would want to do, I guess, if they were suicidal, but still have enough control to try and prevent it. But there's a problem, and we've talked about this a little bit before. And that's if you decide to get off of that list. And getting on it is as simple as a few clicks of a mouse. Getting off the list is a challenging matter entirely. It's so totally different. The registrant must file a petition with the court to have his or her name removed. All persons on the registrant's contact list are entitled to advance notice of the date and time and location of the court hearing. And although a person may register on the list for any reason or no reason, a court is authorized to remove a registrant off the list only after he or she establishes, by a preponderance of the evidence, that he or she is not at elevated risk of suicide. And the evidence needed to satisfy that standard isn't specified, but it's safe to assume that a mental health evaluation and testimony from a mental health professional will be required, and probably from one that is certified to be official by the state. Once a court grants the order, the state must remove the person from the NICS index and expunge all records related to the person's registration on the list. Washington State has a similarly inspired bill to allow a voluntary waiver of firearms rights called SB 5553. That allows anyone to file a waiver document with the court and to include the name of a person to be contacted if a voluntary waiver is later revoked. Then the waivers are fed into a state police database used to determine eligibility to purchase a gun. The person is free to revoke the waiver at a later date, but the waiver must stay in effect for a minimum of 2 weeks, 7 days, plus another week in which the police must delete the waiver from the database. The bill makes it a felony to provide a gun to a person where there is a reasonable cause to believe the person is subject to an active waiver, and a licensed dealer is prohibited from selling or transferring a gun to such persons. Once again, the apparent rationale behind these bills is to provide those at risk of suicide with a way to declare themselves prohibited persons for the purpose of future gun purchases. And in California, Assemblyman Bonta describes his bill as giving people the power to create a potentially life-saving barrier. Coming out of Washington State, the summary of the proposal claims it will prevent suicide by helping people in crisis maintain their autonomy while saving their lives. And if you overlook several practical issues, the bill's effectiveness isn't likely to match the declared sentiment of advocates. And that's if you overlook the practical issues. Now, of the two, Washington's is the least problematic because getting off the list doesn't require a court appearance. But, you know, they could always modify that bill. And they could make it mirror the California requirements. Get in something easy, then ramp it up as you go. So, you know, this is along the lines of boiling a frog, you know. But California, their bill is just flat out crazy. This is a way to trick people into giving up their Second Amendment rights. And what's to stop a judge from simply believing that because someone once considered themselves a risk, that they're always going to be a risk? There are people who believe wanting a firearm at all is a sign of pronounced or of a pronounced psychological problem. How many of these people may be judges? And I'm glad I don't live in California with a K. We all know that they'll do whatever they can to minimize people's access to firearms. And here is another mechanism that you volunteer for. And I suspect that the truth will be that once you're on this list, you'll never get off of it, which will cause some to simply ignore the list when they're depressed. And after all, what if they need a gun later on to protect themselves? This is one of these ideas that sound good, but the practicality is a different matter entirely. It's still, listen, suicide, getting out there and addressing gun suicide is all well and good. but it doesn't address suicide. It's like getting out there and trying to address gun crime. Getting out there and, focusing on the tool is superficial. It's not even, you're not even half-stepping at that moment. It is something altogether just specious to a certain degree. It's not one of these things where you're getting out there saying, well, I'm doing a whole lot of stuff here. I've got long lasting effects here. No, you don't. No, you do not. Have you ever known anybody that was put in a involuntary hold? They take away their shoelaces. Now, if we have somebody who is suicidal and they are kind enough to say to Washington State and or, California with a K, that I'm suicidal and therefore I should not have a gun. That's awfully nice of you, but are we going to take away your shoelaces? Are we going to take away your knives? Are we going to take away, your pills? Are we going to take what all are we going to take away from you in order to make sure that you don't commit suicide? Because the only way to keep you from committing suicide is to lock you up and then take away everything you got. So there you have it. It's not about having guns to commit suicide. Suicide is, my friend that committed suicide, I talked about it the other day. And he had decided he was going to do it, and then he spent a little bit of time there trying to talk himself out of it, and then he talked himself into it, and then he did it. And I know some of the details to it, and I'm not going to share them with you because this is not the forum for it. Suffice to say, it was horrible. And it's horrible to this day because we still don't know what happened with him. But it's a very short-sighted thing, and it's a very one-sided thing. It's like the Hotel California. You can check in anytime you like, but you may never be able to leave if you do it the way it looks like they're setting it up. So consider that, would you, people of California? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
See, that sort of disappoints me. I have worked on trying to do a good radio presentation, and if I was just doing a beatbox, I'd be much further along. Yeah. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Let's go to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania, there has been yet another robbery in Pennsylvania. If it'll just... There we go. We activated. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
It's just an update.
Oh, okay.
It's a gun shop. Well, there were 17 guns involved, both long guns and handguns. And there was two stolen vehicles involved. One was used in the robbery. And they dumped that and went into a car. And that was wrecked. They got an accident and wrecked that and abandoned that and took another vehicle and headed west on Route 283 into York County. And he found three handguns in the center console of this blue car that they wrecked. And also over in York County at one of these convenience stores that sells gas, they caught these guys on video camera without the masks on. the clothes matched, but they now they got a good ID on their faces. So it's just a matter of time before they catch them.
Now, as of this moment, you know, we've talked about, I think this is the third one in a couple of weeks that we've actually talked about. Are they actually doing anything about this? I mean, I know I ask this, and it's not about them passing another law. And I guess besides doing that, they think they can't do anything unless they pass another law. Is that it?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the laws are in Pennsylvania about handling.
Well, it's probably illegal to break into a gun shop. It's a ATF regulated, federally regulated enterprise.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the regulations are for ATF to secure the firearms in there. But the question is going on. I'm going to go and ask my state representative here. Is there anything that Pennsylvania can do to help these gun shops secure their firearms more securely? next question sometime.
Yeah, that would be interesting and everything else. The other thing I would think is if that is something that's happening in a general area, some of these gun shop owners would look at that and say, you know, maybe I take them out of the case and stick them in a safe.
One does. One gun shop does. At the end of the night, everything goes into the gun safe.
Do they not have to be, are the gun shops in Pennsylvania not a mini fortress like they are everywhere else? I mean, to have a brick and mortar FFL, mm-hmm. You have to have certain things in place to secure the place. Mm-hmm. It's not like opening a convenience store. There has to be certain things in place to where it's not so easy to get access to them. Is that the way it is, or how is that working out?
There is video surveillance. No matter what gun shop you go into, there's video surveillance. Some have very excellent cameras on it. And it's just there's nothing across the windows, gates, or anything that I've seen in the ones in my area, to prohibit people from entering through the windows or the doors. The old location that Trump used to have, maybe about four years ago, I mean, it was more secure. I mean, they actually had gates that went across the windows there, and they had bars on the doors and everything. But this new place, they just don't have it.
I guess time will tell. And the only thing that bothers me most about that is that somebody's going to get out there one day and make this call that gun shops are just so inherently easy to break into that they should be banned. Too many guns getting in the street, that kind of thing.
Well, I don't think they can ban that. Not in Pennsylvania. The Republican Party will not allow that. But they probably would force them to take more security measures than what they have now.
Well, I mean, they're federally regulated, so the Pennsylvania state, I mean, they might have state laws that would be applicable there, but I don't think they would be the ones that would actually be deciding that whether or not they stay or not, since the feds have taken they claim it is their purview.
Or do you think the ATF can do anything?
Well, I don't think they can ban them. I don't think they can ban them, but they could certainly at a later point in time, when the power flips back to the Democrats, which they're not even, all pretense is gone about what the Democrats are for. So right now you've got, I was talking about this before the break, you've got a state where they now want you to volunteer not to be able to buy a gun. And then once you do it, you can volunteer to do it easy, and it's very hard to get back off. So they're trying, they're pulling out all the stops, and if they could, Chicago has basically had it that way too, where they don't allow gun shops in certain places. So zoning it and making requirements of it and making it to where it would be very expensive to have one might just make it so cost prohibitive that people just wouldn't do it.
I'm not quite sure if they could do something with zoning, too.
They could. They could.
Here.
Well, they could do something with zoning as far as where they're allowed to be.
I don't think they could be near schools, so this is...
Right.
This one here is more like towards the highway.
I'm just saying that in these cases where these robberies are happening, to a degree with these other states that are out there, like New York is constantly saying, well, all these lax gun states, lax gun law states out there, they're the ones where the guns are coming. Because, you know, in New York City, there's one gun shop. One. And you can't even touch a gun. You can't go into the gun shop and touch it unless you have a permit to have a gun. So very few people can actually go into this gun shop and actually do anything in it. And that's because of zoning, and that's because of laws and everything else. And they would think nothing of trying to get that extended federally out there. They do it all the time anyway. So it would be nice if the federal law, if the Pennsylvania law enforcement could look into that and say, we figured out how to stop that from happening. That would be a nice thing, I think. That would be a good thing, because how many guns, is there any numbers, any 50, 60, 100? They've sold 100 guns. Was that fair enough to say?
It'll be under, let me see, you're talking about 90.
90, yeah, see, so.
Because two miles away, there were 72 guns that were stolen out of that facility there.
Yeah.
And there's 17 here, and I don't know how many were stolen the first time. But you're just under 100.
Yeah. So, we'll keep on watching. I thank you for the call, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I don't like gun shop theft. We have them here. We have them here in South Carolina. Not as often as they seem to in Pennsylvania, but we've had our fair share. And you know that those guns aren't going to be used for any good reason. And that's why I don't like them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I was on a panel one time on a radio show in Columbia, South Carolina, back around 2011. And the station I started at was the former home of Air America in Columbia, South Carolina, which was the Al Franken, Al Gore experiment into liberal talk radio. On this panel that I was seated on, I was the lone conservative surrounded by leftists. And the question put to me was, why doesn't leftist radio work? Why don't people want to listen to leftist radio? And my, I would try to be as economic about it because I knew that this was going to blow up in my face and there were going to be just all kinds of yammerings going on. So I said, well, look at what you guys are selling. Look at everything that you propose to the United States and tell me how that's a winner. We want your money. We want your control. We want control of you. We want to be in charge. That's what you're selling. Now, recently, the Democrats campaigned very hard against the Trump tax cuts and the Trump tax reform plan. It was supposed to be death on arrival, once it got enacted. However, since it has been enacted, it is very clear that the law is going to be successful at allowing benefits and money to trickle down throughout the economy. So the success of this has to be attacked now. And we see many stories about how not that many Americans are benefiting from the cuts to corporate taxes, that shareholders are getting too great a portion, that people in high-tax blue states may be getting hurt. And the mantra is that the tax cuts are adding $1.5 trillion to the debt. And they rarely point out that the $1.5 trillion is a wild guess over 10 years. We know that journalists and other Democrats never cared about the $10 trillion debt increase during Obama's 8 years. And we saw that Durbin, Schumer, and the other Democrats don't actually care about the deficit today when they voted for the new budget. They care about deficits only if they involve allowing people and businesses to keep more money that they've actually earned. So this day before yesterday, they attacked the law. The Senate Democrats attacked the law, saying that the money isn't trickling down to the people, but is instead being kept for shareholders. They launched a new attack, a new line of attack on the Republican tax plan in a report showing that companies have announced $97.2 billion in share buybacks since the start of the year. That figure dwarfs a number that Republicans have been touting, $2.5 billion in bonuses that companies have announced in response to the new tax law. If they weren't so intent on misleading the public, they would put in their reports everything the corporations are doing with the money instead of just cherry-picking stock buybacks. And those will occur over the next several years. And those occur all the time. Those occur when we don't have a new tax reform plan. Stock buybacks, stock, you know, IPOs, all that other stuff. That's part of business. Maybe happening right now, but it's part of business. Many companies have announced new investments in the U.S. because of the tax cuts. And those investments will course through the economy, which will help growth and create economic opportunity for people of all races and economic levels. And economic opportunity creates less crime. That's also a really great benefit of economic opportunity. Why didn't the Democrats list the $350 billion investment in Apple, the $50 billion Exxon investment, the $20 billion Chase investment, and all the other investments that have been announced? Those, along with all the raises and the bonuses and the increased benefits, will dwarf the buybacks. So why did they choose to leave them out? Well, because they will dwarf the buybacks. They like to portray corporations and shareholders as rich. And they believe that the government is entitled to a bigger rate of return than the investors who took all the risk. So, you know, I thought I would give some examples of these rich shareholders who are getting too much benefit. The California pension system, CalPERS, has a value of $326 billion, had 1.9 million members, and had $21.4 billion in payments in 2017. The third largest pension system in New York had $192 billion in assets, over 1 million members, and $10 billion paid out in 2017. In 2008, the largest pension funds in the U.S. had $6 trillion in assets, and I'm sure the number is much higher today because, you know, it's 10 years later. Maybe the Democrats should go around the country telling government workers and teachers and union members that they are rich shareholders and that the government deserves the money more than their pension funds. That should be a winner. It is inconceivable to me that Jerry Brown of California, Cuomo in New York, Democrats throughout the U.S., and even journalists don't understand that a higher rate of return on assets for corporations helps everybody. And how could they not know that the higher profits will reduce the amount of government needs to fund the pensions that taxpayers from this and future generations have to pay? So therefore, since they complain about corporations keeping too much, we have to believe that they would rather have higher taxes for everyone, especially the middle class, to fund the pensions. They should stop pretending that they care about future generations when they advocate for a bigger government, higher taxes, and a slower economy. They should. They really should. I mean, and, you know, all we have to do is read between the lines, leftists. It's a very easy thing to do. We hear a lot about collusion nowadays, but the biggest collusion is between and among Democrats and journalists to push the Democratic agenda. So whether it is illegal immigration or fake Russian collusion with Trump or global warming caused by humans or Obamacare or the tax cuts and tax reform, the journalists just regurgitate the Democrat talking points over and over again in an attempt to indoctrinate the public. I mean, they don't even, I'm trying to figure out, is it because they're lazy, or is it because they're ignorant, or is it because they just don't care? Or is it because they're in on the agenda? And what if it's all of those? Gosh, that would be horrible. That would be horrible for us that like news. Because news is, since the ascendance of Trump, everybody watches the news. It's over. It's always going on. News is always happening. So no matter how many things in the talking points are proven false, how many predictions and projections are proven wrong, the same talking points are pushed, which makes most journalists worthless and dangerous to a certain degree to our freedom and our prosperity. See, the thing about stuff like this, it comes down to money. Money is what finances food, is what finances health care, it's what finances everything. So, having that money, or not having that money, can become a matter of desperation. And from this is where we can get into one of these, how would we put it? One of the things I dislike about the cashless society, for example, is that in the event that something were to happen where the power went out, we got to wait on the government. The government is always wanting us to wait on them. So they push these little things, and the media is part of it. I'm getting texted a lot while I'm sitting here. The media is in on it, and well, look how well that works in these countries like Puerto Rico when they have a hurricane go through it. All the things that they seem to push seem to have a possibility of bouncing back and hitting you right in the face. Don't they? Yeah. So, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Tatiana Whitlock, Juliana Crowder, and Robin Sandoval. And Tatiana is bringing back the weaponized woman. This is not the week of, it's just the segment now, the first of the segments that we're going to be doing. I saw Tatiana quite a few times at SHOT Show. I'm sure we'll relive a moment or two there as well. But the week, well, no, just the weaponized woman. So from agirlandagun.org, Robin Sandoval, Juliana Crowder. And from TatianaWhitlock.com, Tatiana Whitlock. That's coming up next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.